And we still have Dr. Abrar Khuran of Harvard Medical School and Catherine Hamm of the Los Angeles Times with us answering questions you have about summer travel. Our next one comes from somebody who is planning to move in the next few months. Let's listen.
Hello, this is Callie Kim calling from Anchorage, Alaska. My family is moving this summer from Alaska to California. My husband is planning to drive a U-Haul through Canada while I fly with my two children. Canadian officials state that all non-essential travel through Canada is prohibited. Does moving from Alaska constitute essential travel?
Catherine, how can Callie find out if she will be allowed to cross through the border?
Well, that's a good question because there is no legal definition of non-essential or essential travel. Probably
right.
The best way she can do that is by calling the Canada consulate nearest her and asking whether her husband will be allowed to drive across. It would seem logical that he is, but just to be 100% sure, it never hurts to call and ask.
Great advice. And because we did hear from so many listeners who are planning to move in the next couple of months, Dr. Khuran, do you have any general advice for people who are trying to relocate and want to stay safe while they do so?
Absolutely. It's the same key principles. So wearing masks when you have face-to-face contact with others, such as movers who may be helping you, hygiene, minimizing contact with crowded areas, and any sort of high touch point areas, you really should be washing your hands afterwards. So those would be the key things.
All right, we got a lot of questions about summer family gatherings. This one comes from Maureen in Wisconsin.
I'm wondering, my relatives have planned a family reunion at a state park in Ohio for a week in late July. Would it be safe for our family to travel across four states to get there and then spend time with family for a week?
And Maureen added that not everyone in the family is consistently social distancing, which adds another wrinkle to this situation. Dr. Khuran, what do you think she should do?
So this brings up a few of the points we talked about. So as she's going through these different states, she'll probably be staying in hotels, so making sure to take all the precautions that we discussed. And then she talks about a family reunion at a state park, which really brings up that they're going to be outdoors. So outside transmission is likely much lower than indoor transmission. But if she's spending time for a week over there, if she's staying in her relatives' homes and whatnot, it's the same sort of situation where indoor transmission is much higher. People can transmit without showing symptoms. And so for now, while virus is in the community and still circulating, I would minimize non-essential events like this.
Okay. And our last question comes from a listener with a similar dilemma.
Hi, I'm Beth from Ohio. My sister would like to host a 60th birthday celebration for a family friend over a long weekend at the end of June. Three of us would be traveling from different states to attend, and there'd be seven of us staying in one house sharing a bathroom. I love our family friend, but this just doesn't sound safe to me. What do you think?
Catherine, do you agree with Beth that this just doesn't sound safe?
I think, yes, I do. I think that one should always trust one's instincts. As an economics professor used to tell me, trusting your instinct, that's your experience at work. So if you're hearing that little alarm bell going off in your head, pay attention. Don't dismiss it. It's telling you something that you need to know.
Catherine Hamm, travel editor at the Los Angeles Times, thanks for all the guidance tonight.
Thank you.
And Dr. Abrar Khuran, global health expert at Harvard Medical School, great to have you with us again, too.
Thanks so much, Ari.
If you have questions, go to npr.org/nationalconversation. On Twitter, use the hashtag NPRConversation. Coming up, how to find joy and humor in the midst of a pandemic. This is The National Conversation with All Things Considered from NPR News.